Good morning. Welcome again to Sunday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in May. Another school year's almost complete. I want to welcome this morning all of the graduates that will be graduating in just a week or so, all of their family and loved ones who are here this morning. Welcome to all of you. It's that time of year where a lot of people, especially the students, will be saying goodbye. I don't think there's any time throughout the year that the word goodbye is used and said and heard more than it is this time of year. Goodbye to teachers, goodbye to school, goodbye to classmates, saying goodbye to friends, saying goodbye to parents and loved ones. The word goodbye always comes with a hint of sadness. It's a part of life, but not too many of us, most of the time, find it easy to hear or to say the word goodbye. When I was in college, I spent a few summers in St. Paul working in a manufacturing plant, manufactured hinges for laptop computers. Hopefully, unlike this homily, the work was incredibly long and boring. But I really came during those summers to enjoy being around the people that I worked with. I really got to know them quite well. One man I came to know really well, his name was Mike. Mike lived a very, very simple life. Very simple life. He rarely did anything except work, eat, sleep. Got up the next day and would do the same thing, the routine, week after week, month after month, year after year. He rarely traveled outside of St. Paul. He had heard that people lived in North Dakota, but until he met me, he didn't think that they exist. On one of the final days that I worked with Mike before heading back to school in the fall, Mike invited my brother and I over to his house. He wanted us to check out all of his Beatles paraphernalia. He was a Beatles fanatic. Walking into his house was like walking straight back into 1967. There were Beatles posters and signs. There were Beatles albums and replica guitars. There was a jukebox in his kitchen. He had everything. It's probably why he never got married. Before my brother and I left his house that evening, he played one of his favorite Beatles songs. Hello, goodbye. I'm sure you know the song. The lyrics are catchy. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. I didn't know this, but Mike told me that in certain languages like Hawaiian and Italian, one word can be used both to say hello and to say goodbye. In Hawaiian, aloha can mean hello or goodbye. And in Italian, ciao. Ciao. Maybe that's a helpful way of understanding this morning how it is that Jesus could both be saying farewell to his disciples, yet at the same time assuring them that he will not leave them as orphans. That when Jesus said that he is going to the Father, it's not a final goodbye. He's saying that he will remain with his disciples. That even though the disciples' relationship with Jesus has now changed, that relationship has not ended. His presence with them continued. His farewell speech to his disciples was at the same time a hello speech. This, I think, is what happens in the Eucharist, the real presence. How Jesus Christ can be in the tabernacle, in heaven, on the altar, and in just a few moments is so near to us, so close to you, that he will enter into your very bodies. I do doubt that John Lennon and the Beatles were thinking of Jesus and the Eucharist when they wrote the song, Hello, Goodbye. But sometimes, as all of us know, God can be found in the most unexpected of places. Again, I want to especially welcome all of the future graduates, high school graduates, that will be graduating in just a week or so. If everybody else could please sit and then have the graduates remain standing for a blessing. God of our beginnings, we thank you for the gifts of these graduates. their excitement, their wonder, and curiosity. Their contributions have blessed and challenged us, and we have become a richer and more diverse community because of them. As they step forward into the world that awaits, comfort their fears with the full knowledge of your divine presence. Strengthen their resolve to walk in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus Christ, as modern-day disciples in a world that needs their spirit. Guide their feet as they move through life, protecting them from the pitfalls of darkness, while they help to lead future generations into the warmth and promise of your light. We ask this blessing upon the class of 2017, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's congratulate our graduates. I've been asked to take a picture with you after Mass, so if you could just be seated, and then we'll come up after the closing hymn for a picture.